And next up on the teleconference is Purdue head coach Sharon Versip. The Boilermakers are the number 5 seed in this year's Big Ten tournament and will face either Illinois or Nebraska on Thursday at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you please make some opening remarks before we take questions from the media?
Yes, thank you. Just real pleased with our team effort and how we finished our season. I think that we overcame a lot of adversity throughout the year with injuries left and right, only having 6 or 7 players and having some of our horses on the sidelines. So just really pleased with the effort and our growth, and we need to continue playing good basketball like we have. But I think this Big Ten tournament's going to be obviously very exciting. There's been the last 2 weeks, there's been a lot of great games and a lot of teams stepping up.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's open the questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Vera Jones with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. Have you stopped to breathe yet?
No. I'm still on a high. I didn't sleep much last night. It was all good.
Good stuff. My question is this. I mean, you certainly have can wear the boastful tag of most success in the tournament over the years. I'm wondering, is there anything that you have identified that has helped you get to that championship, and what is it that this particular team needs to do?
Well, I think first and foremost, you can't feel pressure, and you've got to be able to play loose. When you get to tournaments, sometimes, it's that one and done, and then people kind of lose who they are. So the biggest thing is just staying consistent on who we are, our identity of playing great defense, rebounding, crashing the offensive boards, and being aggressive in transition. We need to just stay consistent day in and day out, because you're playing 3-4 games in a row. Those are the things that, have to guide you. It's not going to be one major key or the other, but, just executing the game plan and keeping that steady, but being consistent.
Okay. Thanks, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Matthew Vane with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach, you saw Iowa pretty recently in kind of a crazy little tale of two halves game. I was just curious on your perspective of Blue Devils girls are going to be on the bubble again this year, so I was wondering if you think they're an NCAA tournament team.
Well, I think Lisa and her staff just do such a great, great job, and I think, they've they know how to score points. They execute game plans. They, are just such a solid basketball team. They're very hard to defend. And, as we go into, go into March, just got to, win a couple games and try to keep advancing. And, I think the Big Ten in general, people on the outside looking in, there's a lot of teams on the bubble. And I just think how teams are playing, we need to get a little bit more respect and hopefully get 6 or 7 teams in.
Cool. Thank you, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen with Campaign News Gazette.
Coach, how do you approach having a bye in the first round? What do? Do you let the kids watch the game or not watch the game? How do you do that?
What we're going to do, because we're such a we're a young team, we will watch the second half of the game on Wednesday, so we'll arrive in time for the second half to get the atmosphere, because we're just a very, very young team, just so they have some idea of being in the field house before we go and shoot around the next day. And just preparing, you're just preparing and working on yourselves right now. Once you get in the Big Ten, you play teams twice or play them once, you're pretty familiar, but you just got to worry about yourself. And every team does it differently. I haven't always done that, but I think it's just crucial with a young team.
Does that team that you're playing, because they played, are they kind of more in the game mode than you might be because you had a couple of days off?
I think, the first time you step on the court, a lot of times it's just jitters. It's just a jitter. So whoever starts out that first quarter, the first 5 minutes, if someone kind of runs away with it, you got to settle down quickly. But having that game is an advantage, because your bodies are going, you understand the environment, you've played a game. And if you've advanced, obviously you build that confidence. So, you know, I always think that, you know, the first quarter, the first 5 minutes are really crucial.
Thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Christy Winters Scott with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Ashley Morissetti has done a tremendous job, obviously, this season. You said you had a young team. How has she helped you to be kind of a coach on the floor for the team?
Yeah, I think, Ashley, that's where she has grown immensely. And it's something that, because of our injuries, our major injuries, she had to run the point the whole year. So it made her to become more vocal. It made her have to get out of her comfort zone and kind of take the team on her back. The ball's in, you know, her hand all the time. So I think that's been her biggest transformation. And she just plays with such much confidence, but the players tell everybody that she exudes confidence in them. So she's always patting them on the back, always encouraging them, you know, loves how, you know, the team's playing. And if something's going wrong, she's still saying, hey, take that shot. So, you know, she's involved into a leader. For us, that is why we've been so successful this year with all our injuries and being young. And I take my hat off to her. She's just done a fabulous job. And I think our upperclassmen, Bridget Perry and Andreana Keys, has been a big part of that, because you got to groom those young ones quickly. And, you know, and it's been fun. It's been fun to coach. It's been fun to watch her. And it's been great for us.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
All right, great. Thank you so much.